As the first half of the 2014-15 Valley Theater season ends, let's review the Valley Theater scene, and I will point out significant trends. The biggest catastrophe was the death of our longtime professional theater company, Actors Theater. Around for years, but never financially secure, Actors Theater had often hollered, "The end was near, but last-minute pledges always saved them." Not this time. Long a fixture at the prestigious Herberger Theater Center, the beginning of the end started a few seasons back when the company left the Herberger. It looked like they had found a home at the Black Theater Troupe's new downtown Phoenix facility, but scarce financial resources couldn't support their professional productions. While Actors Theater's death is bad, the brightest spot locally is with major American musicals. At ASU Gamage, Colleen Jennings Rogensack has carefully crafted a venue that presents the best of current Broadway musicals that tour. Years ago, Phoenix rarely saw major Broadway touring productions. Now, Jennings Rogensack has made the annual ASU Gamage Broadway season an important stop on any national Broadway musical tour. When the touring shows stop at ASU Gamage, they consistently earn some of the highest weekly grosses for any tour stop, so New York producers now fight for a place on the local Broadway season, and we see most major Broadway touring musicals. But big musicals in impressive productions are not the exclusive domain of ASU Gamage. When Michael Barnard returned to Phoenix from a show business career with Walt Disney, he elevated and changed Phoenix Theater into a major three-theater campus that produces brilliant local productions of major Broadway musicals that are usually as good or better than their Broadway productions. Arizona Theater Company has experienced its share of financial and artistic struggles in the past few seasons, but has ironed out most of its problems because of a resourceful board and strong artistic leadership, and has settled back into presenting prime professional productions of new and classic theatrical works. Peoria's community theater, TheaterWorks, is making a transition, like Phoenix Theater, into using some professional actors in its shows and crafting better productions. Finally, our two scrappy but never complacent theaters, Stray Cat Theater and Nearly Naked Theater, produce the best offbeat shows from the fringes of the theater community. Without these two always inventive and usually well-produced theater companies, Valley theatergoers wouldn't get to see the unusual and always interesting shows these companies feature. The Valley theater scene has come a long way since I arrived here in 1979. At that time, I traveled often to the West and East Coasts to keep up with popular theater. Now Valley Theater is loaded with rich opportunities as we evolve into a significant theater city. For KBAQ, I'm Chris Curcio.